This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, let's begin. I want to welcome all of you and thank you for joining me. I'd like to begin by talking a little bit about chelation therapy. I get a lot of calls from folks, and unfortunately it's not a lot of people, but some of you out there are not doing well. Maybe you've reached a roadblock. And I think one of the biggest limiting factors is heavy metal toxicity. Unfortunately, most of us do have heavy metals in our body, including myself. My lead and mercury are both elevated. I've been doing chelation therapy probably for the last 10 years. So what to do? Number one, I think it's important that you document accurately your levels of heavy metals. And the only way to really do it is to do a six-hour urine challenge test. This is where you take some capsules of Captomer, and the Captomer will draw out the lead and mercury, which are locked into your bones, your brain, your eye, your fat, and make it soluble. Then you collect your urine for a six-hour time period, send it into the lab, and we measure it. One of the biggest mistakes patients make, and including a lot of general practitioners, they'll just order a urine test or a blood test, and it'll come back normal, and they'll misinform the patient and tell them that there's no evidence of lead toxicity or heavy metals. And this is unfortunate because you could be dying of lead poisoning, and that lead and mercury will not show up in your urine or blood. The lead goes into your bone, your brain, your eye, fat in your body and different tissues, and it stays there, it's locked there, and it does interfere with your body's metabolism. It's a contributing factor to neurological diseases, and it's just on and on and on. So once we identify the specific metal that's involved, the heavy metal, whether it's lead or mercury, develop a protocol or a program for you. And those of you that have listened to me before know I'm a big advocate of chelation therapy. Chelation therapy is used a substance called EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, which binds the heavy metals in your body, makes it water soluble, that is easily excreted through your kidneys. Probably the best way to have the chelation therapy is IV, intravenously, but unfortunately, it is the most time-consuming and most expensive. And many of you, in fact, most of you, have limited healthcare dollars or limited time to go to a doctor's office once a week and get an IV therapy done. But if your heavy metals are off the chart or in the red zone and you're suffering from marked vision loss, then this may be, the only alternative that you have is to get aggressive chelation therapy. Most of the patients that are under my care opt for using aggressive suppositories, which is detoxamine, one suppository three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And there's a product called Ocular Detox, which is an oral chelation. And you're supposed to take six capsules a day, two of each meal. And this is a protocol that I'm following myself. I do three rectal suppositories a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I take the Ocular Detox every day. And then what I try to do is to get an IV chelation therapy once a month. So this seems to be a really good protocol that most people can adapt to. So once again, it's trying to get at least one IV chelation a month, and then doing the rectal suppositories and the oral chelation agent. The suppositories and the oral chelation agent can be obtained through our office. You can give the girls a call, and we can give you all the necessary information on that. One thing I have to caution you is that if you are on any type of chelation protocol, you do need to be very careful with the essential minerals. So there's a product called Spectrum Chelate, which is has all the essential minerals, and I would recommend you take this along with getting your chelation here. And of course, if you are getting the IV chelation, the intravenous EDTA chelation, most alternative doctors will recommend a Myers cocktail. And a Myers cocktail is a highly fortified vitamin mixture, vitamin C, a lot of other antioxidants, B-complex vitamins, and all the essential minerals. The question that I get is, well, is chelation going to remove all of my essential minerals like zinc, chromium, magnesium, all the essential ones? Well, fortunately, EDTA is highly attracted to the heavy metals. You know, the heavy metals are big bullies. They're huge molecules, maybe 100 times larger than the good guys, the zinc, magnesium, and chromium. So the EDTA is maybe 1,000 times more attracted to the bullies. So it latches on the bullies first, and then a small percentage of the EDTA molecule will latch on to the essential minerals. So fortunately, it's attracted more to the big bullies, the heavy metals, and not the essential minerals. But we can't take any chances, so it is important that you, you know, take a mineral supplement like the Spectrum Chelate, and also at the same time, you know, you follow my protocol of having a good, healthy, organic diet, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, the organic fruits and vegetables have all of the essential minerals. And another way to replace those essential minerals is a pinch of Himalayan sea salt into maybe a quart of drinking water. Those of you that are using reverse osmosis or drinking distilled water, it is important then to put a small amount of essential minerals in your water. So I think that all of you, if you really want to get to the underlying cause of your vision loss, and you want to tackle, which I think is a major contributing factor which might be limiting you in terms of restoring your lost vision, and that's to get rid of the heavy metals. In addition, the heavy metals will interfere with the microcurrent stimulation. There seems to be a balance. So if you have elevated lead and mercury, that's going to push out the good guys like zinc. And if you don't have adequate levels of zinc, microcurrent will not work as effectively. In addition, these heavy metals are a contributing factor to arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, and heart disease. Can't advise you strongly enough to really, you know, address these heavy metals. And if you want to do some more reading and want more information, I am offering my best-selling chelation book for free. You can go to chelationbook.com. That's all one word, chelationbook.com, and download an ebook of the chelation book. And also, we sell the hard copy of the book. You can give the office a call or go online for just buying the hard copy. But the ebook is a free gift to all of you. Also, I want to mention that we had it was an amazing event, the Vision event. Close to 100 people attend, and it was just well received. We're planning another Vision event 2020. I believe the date's going to be January the 31st, but I was fortunate enough. I was able to make a recording of the entire event. So if you are interested in the recording, it's available now. Give the office a call. We put a lot of time and effort into putting all the video on DVDs. We also have an audio copy if you're just interested in that. So give the office a call if you want more information on that. Or you can go to ConradEvent.com, and I have the information on next year's event, 2020. Also, there's information on ordering the DVDs. Okay, well, that's all I have to say. So I look forward to hearing some questions from you folks. So the lines are open. Let's hear from you. Okay, any... Hello? I hope that my microphone is on and I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who is this?
This is Debbie, I guess.
Debbie. If you could maybe state your name and where you're from.
Okay, my name is Debbie Huggins. I'm from Corvallis, Oregon. And the condition I'm dealing with is glaucoma. And I've been on your chelation therapy. And I'm working with microcurrent also. I'm doing everything I can. I'm throwing the books at this metal. I had a question about, I got a phone call right when you said something about the replenishing the minerals. And I thought I heard a pinch of salt, Himalayan salt. Is that what you were saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
You said something about taking a pinch of salt in the morning to replace minerals.
There's a product called Himalayan sea salt.
Okay.
A nice broad spectrum mineral. And it's especially important if you are, drinking distilled water or reverse osmosis water, because unfortunately, the reverse osmosis takes out all the minerals of the water. So you really need to replace that. So I recommend a pinch of Himalayan sea salt into a quart of water.
Okay, and I was doing it with a Soleil, where you put the rock salt in and set it overnight, and then taking a small amount in the morning. I'm getting an echo, but.
We're getting a bad echo.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't know what the cause of that is, but... One comment I have to make is chromium. Often glaucoma patients are deficient in chromium. So there is some chromium in the optic nerve support formula, but you may want to get your chromium levels checked.
Okay.
And it wouldn't hurt to take some extra chromium, but it's in the optic nerve formula. The other thing is glaucoma is a really tough disease. It's one of the toughest that I treat. And, not only are we doing things like the microcurrent and the chelation to help support the optic nerve, because the big problem with glaucoma is damage to the optic nerve due to decrease in circulation or toxins to the nerve. So the chelation therapy will help improve the circulation. It'll remove the heavy metals. And the microcurrent does reduce inflammation, improve circulation to the nerve, as a neuroprotective. But you do have to keep the pressure under a good level. So the microcurrent, a lot of patients are misinformed. They think the microcurrent will lower the pressure. The microcurrent has a very effect in lowering the pressure. Minimal, maybe a couple millimeters of mercury. So if you are taking the eye drops, I would encourage you to continue the eye drops pressure at a good level. But the question is, what is a good level? And that all depends on serial visual fields and measurements of your nerve fiber layer, function of your optic nerve. Because some people can tolerate a pressure of 20. Others will lose vision with a pressure of 10. So we just don't know. Unless we do those serial tests every 3 to 6 months.
You also mentioned something about zinc, and it not if your zinc levels are off, that the microcurrent doesn't work as well.
Yeah, a lot of doctors have noticed that the zinc levels are low.
Right, and I know I've always had zinc issues.
So one thing you need to do to improve the zinc levels is to get rid of the heavy metals, because if your mercury or lead is sky high, if it's off the chart, you are not going to be able to get functioning zinc levels, because those big bullies, the lead and mercury, push out the good guys.
Okay, so if I'm going to go with IV therapy once a month too, I think now. So that would help increase my zinc absorption or?
Yeah, I think it will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. Okay, any other questions?
Hello?
Yep. Who's this?
Oh, yeah, this is Jason from Davis, California. And I have a question on the kilo. I mean, because my primary doctor tests my blood and my mercury, and it's not high, but use your method to measure it's 3 times higher than normal. So, but my primary doctor won't give me anything because he says my blood test shows normal. And also the normal urine test shows normal for the lead and the mercury, but you use your method, it's like 3 times higher. And also I use other method to measure my hair, and also it's higher, 3 times higher. So how can I?
That's a mistake. See, that's a mistake that traditional doctors do. They do a blood test and a urine test without a challenge. Now, here's the thing.
The other challenge.
The blood and urine test without the challenge will measure active exposure. So let's say, for example, you do a urine test or a blood test, and you don't do the challenge and it's elevated. That means you're being actively exposed. But most of us who have elevated mercury, we have had accumulated this over many.
Right.
Yeah, you need to base the findings on the urine challenge test.
Yeah, but my doctor, won't do that challenge test because how can I for sure that
Okay, where do you live?
In Davis, California.
Okay, you need to find a functional medical doctor. Go to acam.org. AppleCharlieAppleMary.org. And they list functional medical doctors. These are doctors who understand heavy metal toxicity and understand measurement and treatment.
Oh, and can you give me the website again?
ACAM.
Oh, ACAM. Okay.
AppleCharlieAppleMary. ACAM.org.
ORG. Okay.
That you need to get touch with a doctor who understands heavy metal toxicity.
That's what I thought. Because my primary doctor won't know that. Yeah, I talked to him and he said, no, you are not. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me, Dr. Connor? Yeah, who is this?
This is Dana.
Dana, how are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I wish we could get rid of that echo.
Yeah, it's terrible echo.
I think somebody may have their computer audio turned up really loud. So those of you that are on your computer, if your audio is turned up, let me just try something here. Yeah, see, if your computer audio is turned up, it's good. We're going to get a feedback. Okay, Dana, what's on your mind?
When I'm on this chelation, the last time I talked to you, do you think I should go on the IV with it? Because since my lead went down?
Well, I think IV is probably the best. And if you find a doctor nearby, close to you, and it's affordable for you, I would definitely do the IV.
Do you think it will go down faster? Then
yeah, it'll definitely go down faster.
Okay, because it went cut in half. It said 11, you said. So that if I went on, it would go down even more?
It would go down even more. When you take an oral agent, roughly about 10% is absorbed in your body. When you take the rectal suppository, about 25% is absorbed in your body.
I see.
And when you take an IV, 100% goes into your body.
Okay.
So you can see there's really a big difference with the IV.
And do you, for the Myers-Cocktail, that's every month?
I would recommend a Myers-Cocktail if you can once a month. That has all the trace minerals, B-complex vitamins, and a lot of good things.
So I do the that salt that you said. But when I went to the optometrist, he told me my pressure was up to 25. So is that from the salt or is that?
No, I don't think the elevated pressure is due to that. You have to make sure, when you have glaucoma, you got to do everything you can to keep that pressure under 20. So you may want to add another eye drop.
See, they won't add another eye drop. They said I'm at my quota.
Well, I would get a second opinion.
See, my eyes feel wonderful. It's like I've never had, my eyes feel wide open. I've never had, so I don't know.
Yeah, but see, the problem with glaucoma, it's a slowly progressive disease, and even though your eyes may feel well, you could be losing vision. So I would definitely try to get that pressure down. Now, there are some things you can do, like, for example, there's a product called Neo 40.
Yeah.
Neo 40. And it can help lower the pressure. Researchers are finding that increasing nitric acid in your body can lower the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So eating red beets and Neo 40, one lozenger is equivalent to eating six red beets.
Oh, so that's what you would suggest that would go on? That would probably
you might want to add that.
Neo 40. How do you spell that?
N-E-O 40. Like the number 40. You can buy it online. It's interesting.
Can you buy it in your office?
No, we don't sell it in the office because everybody else is selling it and it's fairly inexpensive. You can buy it on Amazon or at most drugstores, Neo 40. Neo 40 also helps lower your blood pressure.
Yeah. See, I've been reading all about your stuff, and that's what I've been. And I've beaten lots of beats, and I haven't seen any results. So I wanted to take something that would bang it real good.
See, I'm happy that you're doing the chelation because the game we're playing, the high pressure may cause damage to your eye. But if you have good circulation, you're taking the proper antioxidants, that'll prevent damage to the optic nerve.
Yeah, see the chelation and the ocular detox, and that has really helped the eye get healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good.
And
good.
Plus your homeopathic remedy, I've never had something that worked after about a year.
Yeah, well, homeopathy was, is pretty powerful.
Yeah, because it was going down. Like at my, I couldn't read nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm on to the fourth line.
Well, why don't you try the Neo 40 and let us know how that works, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thanks, Dana, for calling.
Yeah, these calls are a good thing because I'm going to keep going on these calls.
Good. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else with a question?
Yeah, I have one more question. Because I And my pressure is around like 16, but my eye doctor asked me to do the SLT, the selective laser transcopy, something like that. And how do you think? Because the eye drop allergy to the preservative of the eye drop, so I can only use one eye drop, use preservative free. So that's why my eye doctor asked me to do the SLT.
Yeah, well, the SLT is a laser procedure. It's not a permanent procedure. It'll help lower the pressure for maybe 6 months to a year. But it may be necessary to get that pressure to a safe level. Now, the question is 16 a safe level for you? If your pressure is 16 and you're losing visual field, you're losing vision, and the nerve fiber layer is less, then you need to do something else.
Okay.
But if your visual field is stable and the nerve fiber layer or measurement of the thickness of your nerve is stable, then probably you can wait. You don't need to do the laser procedure.
I see. My vision field, I think, is slowly. I mean, if we compare to half a year, compared to 1 year, you will see it's a little bit worse, probably a couple percent worse, 5%, something.
Well, we have to find out, is the decrease in vision due to the glaucoma or another factor? You know, maybe aging, maybe a change in glasses, maybe early cataracts. So you really need to look at the visual field, carefully at the visual fields, and you also have to look very carefully at the nerve fiber layer.
So there's measurement, right? I mean, there's a test called, what that's called to measure the...
Yeah, it's called the nerve fiber layer.
Okay.
It's a computerized test that measures the thickness of the nerve, the optic nerve. And it's probably one of the most accurate tests we can do to follow the success or failure of your glaucoma treatment.
I see.
Now, if you like, you could send your test to me. I'd be happy to take a look at it and give you my opinion.
Okay, can I just email you?
Yeah, well, contact the office. Send a copy of your records, and we'll set up a time. I'll review the records and give my report to the office staff.
Okay.
Sound good?
That would be great.
Oh, and you may want to go to chondroitevent.com. I gave a lecture on some of the new innovative treatments for glaucoma. That was part of the talk I gave.
Oh, oh. Okay.
So that recording is available.
Oh, okay.
Do you suggest using the woman's dry eye drops?
It's helpful if you have dry eyes, especially, you know, during the winter time, if you have first air heat and the humidity is really low, that can be really helpful. But, you know, my favorite is the ozonated eye drops. The ozonated eye drops are something you make. Ozone is a highly reactive form of oxygen that helps revitalize the eyes and helps reduce inflammation. That's my favorite for dry eyes.
So over above the microcurrent?
No. The microcurrent is a treatment to improve the circulation of the optic nerve. It can help dry eyes too. But if you're looking for a simple treatment just for dry eyes, I would recommend the ozone eye drops.
Oh, I see. So that's better than the other dry eye drops?
I think the ozonated eye drops are the best. First of all, I would try the homeopathic eye drops for women because they're simple. You don't have to make them every day like the ozonated eye drops. And for those of you that are listening, if you may not be familiar with ozonated eye drops, go to YouTube and type in ozone and my last name, Kondrat. And I have a YouTube video on how to make your own ozonated eye drops.
Well, I found the women's eye drops really good. They worked really good in winter.
Yeah, if they work well, there's no sense in going to the ozonated eye drops. Keep things simple.
They only last, pardon me?
Keep things simple. You know the old saying, kiss?
Yeah.
K-I-S-S. Keep it simple.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yep.
Keep it simple.
Sometimes we do too many things. And it may not be necessary. You have to have time to live your life.
And so how long do you think a bottle lasts? Like for a month? Like they don't have no preservatives in them.
The homeopathic eye drops will last about a month, sometimes longer.
So, yeah. Because I've had some that went bad and then I went really bad.
Yeah, well, you should probably keep it refrigerated, keep it out of the sun.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if it gets overheated, that could contaminate the bottle. And also make sure you don't touch the tip of the bottle to your eye. If you do that, that could contaminate.
Oh. Well, these calls all help because I have a lot of questions.
Good. Well, I'm glad you have a lot of questions.
Yeah, so every Wednesday I'm going to come on and ask you lots of questions. You're going to get tired of me.
Okay, well, any other questions?
For lower the pressure, there's another thing called frost coating. Is frost coating also can lower the pressure?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
There's a food supplement called Forst Choline, F-O-R-S-K-O-L-I-N.
Yeah, Forst Choline is an Ayurvedic or Indian herb. It is in my optic nerve formula, but unfortunately it has a very minimal pressure-lowering effect. Very, very minimal. I think what it does, it helps with the circulation. But don't be misled and think that the first Choline or taking a lot of the first Choline can help lower your pressure. It does very, very little for lowering pressure.
Oh, so the Neo 40 is better than that.
I think Neo 40 is probably the best what I've come across.
Okay.
Now, one thing that I'm really interested in, I do think meditation and deep breathing, relaxing the autonomic nervous system, lower the pressure. So right now, there is a device called the iCare. This is a home monitoring device where you can actually...
Is that to measure your pressure? Hello?
Hello?
We lost you. That raises the pressure. And what are the things that you do that maybe increase the high pressure? So you can give the office a call about the iCare home tonometer. That's I, the letter I, care, C-A-R-E, tonometer.
Oh, so you can get it at your office?
You can buy it through us. Unfortunately, it's not cheap. It's about $3,000 for the IQ funds.
Wow!
Yeah! Wow!
So you can measure pressure at home or something?
You can measure pressure as often as you like at home.
Oh.
Now the other thing that we do as part of the Condrat program, you know, our program that lasts 4 days in Florida, we will measure your pressure, you know, several times during the day, maybe five or six times to try to find out when is the pressure the lowest, when is it the highest. And that's the purpose of the Condrat program. When you come to Florida, we try to evaluate what is it that you can do, what is it that we can do to lower that pressure.
You know what? I find my pressure is higher in the afternoon.
That's unusual because most people, their pressure is higher in the morning. You know, when you sleep at night and you lie flat, the fluid tends to accumulate. And then as you walk around during the day and stand, the fluid tends to settle in your body.
Yeah, that would be interesting because I need something too, so I know exactly what hour it is different. Yeah.
So there's two things that we do with glaucoma. One, we want to do everything we can to lower your pressure, and then we want to do everything we can to keep that optic nerve healthy.
Yeah.
And of course, all the things to improve your general health, the optic nerve, such as meditation, relaxation, exercise has been shown to lower the intraocular pressure.
Okay, do you suggest that Dr. Bates saying, like, I do a lot of the cupping, I do a lot of his stuff, and I do my own acupuncture around my eye, and I found my eye went way down.
Yeah, acupuncture can be helpful. You have to make sure that you go to an experienced acupuncturist.
That a what?
An experienced acupuncturist, because sometimes some acupuncture treatments can cause the pressure to go up.
Oh. So do you suggest doing the cupping and all that stuff a lot more?
I haven't found any success with the cupping or palming.
Or like putting your hand over your eyes would be like going doing a microcurrent thing?
Well, that can help to relax. It's not a substitute for microcurrent. I think it's a form of meditation.
But
then again, see, these are good questions, but we really don't know. It'd be nice to do a pressure reading before and after you do palming.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of questions, but yeah, I need to just get on your program. I have to save up a little bit more. What?
You better let other people ask some questions too. You're hogging the state. So I don't know if anybody else has. Because the purpose of these calls is to make sure that all of you, have your questions answered.
I had one more question about the eye drops that you just mentioned. Is that something you can buy in your store?
What eye drops are you referring to?
Let's see. I think it was called female. I can't remember what it was. Women's eye drops or homeopathic
eye drops in our office.
Okay, I'll call them.
The ozonated eye drops you make your own.
Okay, and I bought that machine, but I haven't started doing it yet. But I was thinking I probably don't have time to meet them every day. So that's why I was thinking the ones in your office may be better. Or is there one that's better than the other, or do a little bit of both?
Yeah, do a little bit of both, but for convenience, I think the homeopathic dry eye drops are better.
Okay, thanks.
I wish we could get rid of this echo. I'm going to have to talk to GoToWebinar to see what we're doing. But I think somebody has the volume turned up. Or it could be me. Maybe my volume has turned. Maybe I'm the culprit. Okay, any other questions? Okay, remember the first Wednesday of April, we're going to have another call. And this is being recorded, and I'll post it online for those that they want to re-listen to it, this some information. Okay, thanks everyone for joining the call. And
thank you.
Look forward to next month's call. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.